Today is an incredibly special day. The truth is, one can make the argument that every day is a special day. I open my eyes, I say, Moda ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayom, shechazarta b'nishmasi. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me back my soul. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me another day of life. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me another day filled with promise, with opportunity, with potential. Yes, a little bit of anxiety, because I don't know ma yovo yom, what the coming day is going to bring. But thank you, Hashem, for this incredibly special and beautiful day. But today is unique for another reason, because today is a special anniversary. Today, March 15th, 2021, is the one-year anniversary. 1 year ago to this very day, we shut down the shul in the beginning of the COVID-19 global pandemic. Little did we know what that shutdown was going to mean. I think for many of us, a year ago this time, we thought that, okay, this will blow over. What is it going to be, a couple of weeks, a couple of months? We were positive that by Pesach we'll be back. Okay, then Shavuos, summertime, Yamim Noraim. And here we are a year later, and the pandemic is still here. Baruch Hashem, we are towards the end. I hope we are getting to the finish line, the light at the end of the tunnel. We are privileged, Baruch Hashem, with an incredible nes, an incredible miracle, that the Ribono Sha'olam allows us to have vaccines, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given the ability for doctors and modern science to develop these life-saving vaccines at breakneck speed. But who would have thought that we would have to shutter our shuls? Who would have thought that we would be davening at home, learning at home? And who would have thought that at least for a little bit of time, the epicenter of Jewish life would shift from the Beis HaKnesses, from the Beis Medrash, from the shul, from the study hall, into the home? And here we are 1 year later. And anniversaries are important because anniversaries offer us the opportunity to reflect. If a person is privileged to be married, an anniversary is an incredible opportunity not just to give a gift, which is, of course, very important, but an anniversary is an opportunity to reflect on how privileged I am to have a wife, to have a husband, to have a loving, nurturing, nourishing relationship. How fortunate I am to have companionship. And so on this day, March 15th, the 1 year anniversary since we had to shut down our shuls, we have to reflect also. We have to introspect, because something dramatic happened a year ago. Something dramatic occurred. I'm sure like I remember that day like it was yesterday. And I remember the emotion associated with that day. And I remember what it was like to give that Daf Yomi shir, to a certain degree stalling to the end of the shir, because I knew that the end of that shir represented the closing down of the shul. And I remember that first Mincha Ma'ariv on a Sunday night when we were davening on Zoom. We had our quote-unquote Zoom minyan, not a minyan, but a bunch of chevra davening together, because the truth is nobody wanted to daven alone. And that first Mincha Ma'ariv, and I remember it like yesterday, we all had our Zoom on. We spent all this time telling people we should look at our phones during davening. And yet here everybody's on their phone, on their Zoom for Mincha Ma'ariv. I remember I was davening outside in my backyard, and there came a point where I had to just shut off the camera and shut off the microphone, because I started crying. And I wish I could say I started crying because my Mincha was so moving or my Ma'ariv was so uplifting. That wasn't it. I started crying because I felt so alone, because for my entire life, my entire adult life at least, everything has been about shul. Of course, it's my profession also, so I feel a special affinity and connection and closeness to the Beis HaKnesses. But think about it. What does a Jew do in the morning? What does a Jewish man do in the morning? You wake up, you wash Nagel Wasser, you get dressed, you have a cup of coffee or three, and you go to shul. You go to shul. You go to shul, learn. You go to shul to daven. That's what I do. That's what so many of us do. That's what we've done for years. That's what our fathers did. That's what our grandfathers did. You wake up and you go to shul. And I remember that Sunday night a year ago, that Mincha Ma'ariv, wondering to myself, what happened? And what is going to happen? And Baruch Hashem, the sounds of tefillah and the sounds of Torah are back in our shul. Baruch Hashem, and the sounds of camaraderie, and the sounds of laughter, and the sounds of dibuk chaverim, good, healthy, proper socialization is back, and it's beautiful. But on the one-year anniversary, it behooves us to reflect, because something amazing happened. To a certain degree, the world we knew stopped, and something new occurred. And it brought to mind, there's a beautiful idea by the Maggid of Kashnitz. The Kashnitzer Maggid quotes the Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara records a dispute about the creation of the world. When was the world created? One opinion said it was created in Tishrei. Second opinion said it was created in Nisan. And the Kashnitzer Maggid said, it's not a stira, it's not a machlokis, they're not arguing. They agree. And he quotes the beautiful insight of the Arizal. And the Ari HaKadosh says, and I quote to you, he says, Shebetishrei nivra ha'olam bebechinas herayon, ubenisan nivra bebechinas leida. He says the world was created in Tishrei, but even though the world was birthed in Tishrei, it was like a pregnancy. What does that mean? When a woman is pregnant, so Kenayna Hari, you know she's pregnant, and you know she's gonna have a baby, but you don't know what it's gonna be. Right? You don't know. This is before gender reveal parties. You don't know what it's gonna be. So what happens? So she's pregnant. I know what's going to happen. And Miras Hashem, Bishra told me that she's going to give birth and she's going to have a baby. Good. And then when she actually gives birth, then I know what the baby is. A boy, a girl, short, big, small, all different kinds of things. So the Arizal says something amazing. The world was created in Tishrei, but the purpose of creation was not known until Nisan. What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a beautiful world. And for generations and generations it existed, but no one quite knew what was the tachlis, what was the purpose. And then comes Nisan many generations later, and there's a nation, Am Yisrael, who was emancipated from the Kor HaBarzel, from the iron cauldron of slavery and servitude of Egypt. And we become not just a free nation, but we become a people of destiny. We embrace a destiny. We become the people of Naseh and Ishma, people who accept the Torah. We become a people who embrace the responsibilities of Eretz Yisrael. We become the ambassadors of the Ribono Shel Olam. We become the embodiment of Shetehei Shim Shemai Misahiv Al Yadecha. We become the ambassadors of God, and that we make God, or at least our job is to try to make God, beloved in the eyes of all humanity. We become an Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations. And so says the Arizal, it was in Nisan when we were emancipated from Egypt and able to finally seize our destiny that the entire purpose of creation finally becomes known. So the world was created in Tishrei, but the purpose of creation, Am Yisrael, to fulfill our destiny, to fulfill our mandate, that only becomes known in Nisan. And to a certain degree, a year ago, our world was recreated. There was a new birth. It was a Tishrei. Because the world that we had known kind of stopped. And there was a rebirth. A rebirth, we had to take all of the Kiddusha that we normally associate with our shul. And we had to bring it into our homes. And into our mishpachos. And into ourselves. There was a Tishrei, a rebirth. And now a year later, it's Nisan. And now we must ask ourselves the simple question. What have we birthed? What have we created over the course of the last year? And that's a very personal question, dear friends, because I think we've all birthed something different. Some of us have birthed incredible growth. You know, for some of us, we have never spent more time with our spouses, never spent more time with our children. And that has birthed something incredible in my family dynamic. Some of us have never spent so much time with ourselves, just alone with myself. And that has birthed an incredible dynamic of self-awareness. Unfortunately for some, the last number of months have birthed a little bit of disconnection, a gravitating away from shul, from kihilah, from organized Jewish life. We've all birthed something different over the course of the last year. But anniversaries are all about reflection. Anniversaries are all about introspection. And on this anniversary, March 15th, which amazingly enough is the second day of Chodesh Nisan. We must ask ourselves, we must introspect, we must reflect, and we must ponder, what have we birthed over the course of the last year? What was the personal tachlis, the personal purpose in this entire pandemic? How am I different? How have I grown? How have I changed? How have I evolved? This becomes the fundamental question that we must answer for ourselves on this anniversary, in this Chodesh Nisan. I hope that when we begin to answer this question, we find something positive. I hope that Emir Hashem, as we look at what happened for our personal Tishrei a year ago, the world was recreated. I hope that when we see what we've birthed, we're happy with what we've created over the last year. We're happy with the new life, with the new self, with the accomplishments that we've accrued over the last year. And if we're not happy, it's okay. Because Nisan is a month of renewal. Nisan is a month of Hischadshus. Nisan is a month of new beginnings as well. See, even if I'm not so happy with what I've accomplished or what I've done in the last year, even if unfortunately, again, I'm just not happy where I kind of landed over the course of this tumultuous period, it's not too late to turn it around. That's the power of an anniversary. A time to reflect, a time to introspect, and a time to either say, wow, great accomplishments, or a time to say it's time for some course-correcting activity. This is our anniversary. This is this special day. I hope that Emir Hashem, as we continue to make our way through this pandemic, and as we continue, Emir Hashem, to reach the light at the end of the tunnel, whenever that may be, may we emerge from this entire tekufa, this entire time period, stronger. May we emerge, Emir Hashem, more spiritually luminescent. May we emerge closer to our spouses, closer to our children, closer to our kehilos, closer to our shuls, closer to ourselves, and Emir Hashem, closer to the Ribono Shel Olam as well. I wish everyone a wonderful day, and although it's a little bit late, a guten Chodesh, a beautiful Chodesh Nisan, a beautiful month of renewal, a beautiful opportunity for Hischadshus for all of us.